head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon, down at the tunnel. And coach, another tough one against a high-powered offense. The Minnesota Gophers putting up 9 here today. A tough game for your team.
Oofta.
I know. Yeah. That's what I said.
Putting it mildly.
Again, a first period where the Gophers, you just can't let them score like that, can you?
No. Yeah, tough start. No question. Tough start. Down 3-0 again early. You know, it was interesting, though. Yesterday we talked about not competing, not battling. I thought we were definitely, from that standpoint, much better at the start today. Obviously, a good first shift. We fire one wide and it's a breakout for them, and they go down, and unfortunately we're all puck watching, and the goal score actually comes from the blue line in. So then they tack another one on, and again we talked yesterday, when you're down 3 that early, it's just a huge mountain to climb. But and then they're like sharks in the water, just the talent level they have. And you know, you start looking for offense rather than working for it, and then you leave your goalie high and dry. So, but credit Minnesota. Obviously, they came in here and did what they had to do, and tough one for the Bees.
Paige Anderson recorded her first career goal. It was fun to see that
play
set up by Lydia Passholt back behind the net. A smart play there by Paige out in front.
Yeah, she went and stopped. She went to the front of that, stopped. Fun celebration. Fun to see her. See her react, and it's a 2-1 game, Kelly. You're the bench was fired up, we're excited, and unfortunately, they get the next one, Now it's a 4-1 game, and you're back to that mountain.
It was like the floodgates opened, and then your penalty kill had been playing so well all weekend, and you gave up a penalty or a power play goal to the Gophers there in the second period, and 3 more in the third. Anything positive you can take from today's game?
Well, Paige Anderson's goal. That was good. The penalty kill, you get an opportunity. You get an opportunity to clear. You're all by yourself, and we just got to take a moment to take a look to see where players are. Instead, we throw it right to them, and then we're out of position a little bit. Engler can shoot the puck. Boy, that was a rocket. We'll just flush this one, Kelly, and we'll look forward to, like I told the group, I'm going to relish every moment I have with my seniors that aren't going to be here next year, and that's going to start Monday, and just enjoy the heck out of next week.
Coach, you mentioned those seniors. Next weekend is senior weekend here.
We hope so. We hope to have a series.
I know.
It's always a question mark this day and age.
Well, especially with St. Cloud State having to postpone or cancel their weekend with Ohio State this weekend. With COVID and everything, we keep our fingers crossed. But do you know which seniors are coming back and which are leaving?
Still, to be determined.
Okay. I've talked to a few of them. I know a few that are planning on leaving and staying. But it's hard to know with all this COVID stuff. You started Hannah Hogensen. Let's talk about her a little bit. A little bit of nerves, maybe, on that first period.
Who knows? Like I said prior to the game, she's faced Ohio State, Wisconsin, now Minnesota, and that's as good as you get in the country. But again, she's really a talented goalie. It's just it's so much of it is between the ears, and that's. You get off to a tough start. That's hard, she's had, like I said, she's had a tremendous amount of success in youth hockey, playing boys hockey, and playing some pretty high level midget boys and doing very well. So, but obviously the shooters in this at this level in this league are outstanding. And it could have been like you mentioned yourself, just a case of nerves, but a tough team to go against, obviously, not having a whole lot of experience.
The one thing I love about this game, and I mentioned it before, is the camaraderie. After the game ended, you got to visit with Lauren Bench a little bit there, your former player. I saw a couple of the other girls out there visiting with former high school teammates of theirs. What was it like getting to visit with Lauren a little bit there?
Well, I told her she's representing all of us in the playoffs, so I said, you got to go out there and do the best you can. So good to see Lauren. She's obviously doing really well. She's, loves the opportunity, and certainly playing with Minnesota, I'm sure she's enjoying that.
Coach, how do you get ready for a possible weekend against St. Cloud State?
Well, it's our last one, so like I said earlier, we're going to enjoy the heck out of it. Just, we'll have four good practices, and we'll get an opportunity to play on the weekend, hopefully. So, like I said, that to me, that's going to be my focus, is just enjoying my time with Mac Lange. You know, I've been with her since she was in eighth grade. I've known her since she was, a toddler. So, it's just been such a joy to have been a coach for as many years as I have. And she's headed off to University of Minnesota Dental School next fall. So, that's just one. Obviously, Claire's another one that is going to be moving on. And you talk to Abby Ecker. So, just enjoy the time we have with them, and enjoy every practice. And like I said, the whole group, they've been a real pleasure to be around in a real tough year. In a lot of ways, both with COVID and everything they've gone through, but then also the way the results have gone on the ice. They've been a fun group to spend the time with.
Coach, thanks so much for your time. Have a great rest
of
your weekend.
Thanks, Kelly. You too. Appreciate it.